This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network. For more shows like this, visit our website at cosmicpotato.com.
Captain Game Show. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, to the latest episode of Captain Game Show. We are entering our second year of production and only now starting to lose that new podcast smell. I'm your host, John Irons. Let's meet tonight's guests. Virginia Pickle.
Hello.
Chris DeFilippis.
Hey, everyone.
Rick Tatro.
Howdy.
It's going to be a standard episode, meaning that there'll be three rounds of wordplay and or trivia games, and one round of intermission improv. Guests will either be assigned questions, meaning I will say who I want to answer the question, or they'll have to buzz in with their name, at which point I will call on them. The types of games vary in absurdity and obscurity. Well, not obscurity. I made them all up myself, so. They're all, I suppose, equally obscure and probably equally absurd. So, prepare to laugh at my friends.
Round one.
I call this game, Let's Get Titular.
Fight!
Be it unexpected or totally planned, there's a long-standing tradition in television. Those quirky and intriguing second fiddles on TV shows often get a chance to shine by starring in their own television shows. This round is all about those characters who left the safe spaces of their original shows to go out and make a name for themselves. And I actually mean that literally, because they all went to shows named after their characters. Just in case you forgot what show you were watching, I guess. I don't know why they did that. I will be assigning these questions. I will not give you an example. It seems pretty obvious to me. But I will say, to be clear, I am asking for the name of the show, not just the name of the character. While all of these titles will include the name of the character, it's not necessarily the same thing as the name of the show. Comprende?
Yeah. Do I have one question, John?
Sure.
Is Gary Marshall the patron saint of this game?
He does make an appearance, but not as much as you would think. It may be the appearance you think, but not as much as you think. These are going to be assigned. First question goes to Virginia.
Yes.
Despite the love that this guy shared with his lady, titular in her own right, this cursed anti-hero moved to L.A. to start a supernatural detective agency.
Angel?
Yep. Chris. This sitcom launched the career of Pam Dauber, who played opposite a now legendary comedic actor on this unlikely spinoff from Happy Days.
Mark and Mindy.
Yeah.
One of the three I've written down.
Yeah. That's all you get, sir. Rick.
Hello.
It's the one with the guy from Friends.
Joey.
Yeah. Friends fans will get the second layer of humor on that joke. Virginia.
Yes.
This show is the first prequel on our list, telling the tale of how Jimmy McGill became the go-to lawyer for Arizona's underground pharmaceutical community.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Chris.
Yep. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I don't anticipate who gets what question. In my headcanon, this character moved to Seattle because his favorite bar refused to add tossed salad and scrambled eggs to the menu.
I only watch it for 4 hours every night. Frasier.
Yeah. Rick.
Hi.
Not surprisingly, this spinoff character got his own show way faster than most, basically only appearing on Arrow to set up Act 1 of his origin story.
The Flash.
Yeah. Virginia.
Yes.
This was another unlikely sitcom. One might have thought that Stewie or Brian would be tapped to lead a Family Guy spinoff. Instead, Fox launched this show in 2009.
The Cleveland Show?
Yep. Chris.
Yep.
It can be confusing when the names of the actor and the character are the same, and it can be even more confusing if the show is not even a sitcom. These days, however, this former Daily Show anchor gets to interview people as himself. The real himself.
Late Night with Stephen Colbert?
No.
Rick?
Rick?
Is it This Week with John Oliver?
No. I am looking for the name of the spinoff show from The Daily Show. Virginia, you're the only one who's still on the shot.
I didn't know there was one.
God dang it, I can't remember it.
Is it male or female? It's male?
It's the Colbert Report. You had the right guy, but you had the wrong show.
Okay. I needed to go back in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get back, Marty.
Rick.
Hi. I need to redeem myself after that one.
This might not be the one. We'll see. I don't know. This animated spinoff was about as 90s as you could get, and was essentially the polar opposite of Beavis and Butthead. Now, if you'll excuse me, you're standing on my neck.
It's Daria!
Yeah. I didn't know how you were into Daria.
I love Daria.
Virginia.
Yes.
This mythical character was originally introduced as a foil to Hercules, but in her series, she traveled the world with her girlfriend, trying to make up for her murdery past.
Rick DeSteele. Oh, I was just going to say Chris DeSteele.
Hera.
Incorrect. Rick.
If I didn't get this, Karen would kill me. It's Xena, warrior princess. Yeah.
I was pretty happy when I wrote this clue and realized that girlfriend works either way.
Yep. It certainly does.
That was Virginia, so this is Chris. These three conspiracy-driven characters, Melvin Frohickey, John Fitzgerald Byers, and Richard Langley, were collectively known as this.
The Lone Gunmen.
Yeah.
Because they were idiots.
Rick.
Hi.
People don't initially think of this show as a spinoff, since it's been on the air forever, but we all know that this tawny family got their start on the Tracy Ullman Show.
The Simpsons.
Yeah. Just as an aside, I went to the thesaurus for a good word for yellow. Initially, I was going to say jaundiced, but I was like, I should probably look up a better word than jaundiced. Although it is accurate. All right. Last question to Virginia.
Yes.
For those of you who say, I'm not paying CBS All Access just so I can watch one show, let me remind you that you won't just get this prequel of The Big Bang Theory, you'll also get Star Trek Discovery.
God dang it, what's the name of it? Young Sheldon.
That's it.
I knew it was Sheldon. I couldn't remember the whole time.
All right. Got a slight. All right. Got a little bit of a dispersal here. It's not. I hate when everyone comes out equal. Because if there's one thing I hate, it's equality. All right. So that's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two, we'll go right into it. Easy as ABCs.
Fight!
is the game where I ask you, I give you a common phrase or acronym that involves either the letter A, B, or C. You have to tell me what that letter stands for in this context. These are going to be assigned, and they're not even fully fledged questions, so we'll probably zip right through them. Let's start with Chris. The B in TBT, as in reference to Facebook.
TBT in reference to Facebook?
Yep.
Well, it would have been BE if... Oh, no, that would be TBD. So TBT. Rick DeSteel. I have no freaking clue what you're talking. What's TBT?
Rick.
Back.
Throwback Thursday.
Oh, God. That's not just Facebook. That's also Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And don't I need a hashtag with that? I'm trying to make it so like it's not my fault, it's your fault, well, okay?
Well, you know what? And when I wrote the question, I did write the hashtag. I just didn't ask it. So you know what? I'm gonna give you a half point in reserve.
Ooh, I'll bitch more often.
Don't. Rick.
I am here.
What does ABC stand for in Glengarry Glen Ross?
Chris DeSteel. Already been chewed. I've never seen it.
Oh, you would love it, actually. Chris.
Rick. Always be closing.
Correct.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, you should
ask salesman. High
power. Oh, okay.
Virginia.
Yes.
The C in MCU.
Cinematic.
Yeah. Chris.
Yeah.
The A in MCA.
Damn it, I should know this.
As in the like, you know, if you play an album, there's a few MCAs, I think.
Yeah, artist.
No.
Damn it.
Anyone to steal?
Virginia.
Go ahead.
Virginia.
Association?
Nope.
Rick. Authority?
The Music Corporation of America. Rick.
Hi.
The C in MC, as in someone who raps.
Ceremonies.
Yeah. Virginia.
Yes.
The B in Roy G. Biv.
Blue.
Yeah. Chris.
Yeah.
All right. This is something that I remember from school, but I don't know how obscure it is. I'm pretty sure everyone's heard of it, but I could be wrong. The A in Tin Staffel. The two actually.
Tin Staffel?
TINSTAAFL.
They're two A's. What kind of bullshit school did you go to?
We were gifted.
Is that what they told you?
The meaning of this concept, basically, is that there is always a cost somewhere. Is a phrase I'm sure you've heard.
Okay, so Tin Staffel. So it's an acronym that I got to figure out. So TINSTAFF.
Two A's.
STAA.
FL.
FL.
And the meaning of it is there is always a cost somewhere down the line.
Oh, so always or A?
What?
Always, then.
No.
I have no clue. Rick.
Wait,
both A's you want?
Yeah. Give me the whole phrase, too.
There's no such thing as a free lunch?
Yes.
Yeah, no, never forgotten that. Can two A's stand for absolutely absurd?
Sure. Yeah, fine. All right, you have a point.
What?
I'm cashing in your half point.
It's starting to feel like charity here. I'm not too proud to take it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I've already written it. It's in pen, so. You'll take a point and like it. Virginia.
Yes.
The A in RCA.
Krista Steele.
Artist.
No, Chris.
America.
Yeah. As opposed to the Music Corporation of America, that is the right. Radio Corporation of America.
Radio Corporation, founded by David Sarnoff.
That's great for him. I always knew he'd do big things.
I thought it was that dog. That's Nipper. My radio geek is coming out, guys. Just splice
oh,
my ball.
Right. I forgot you're the radio. Yeah. Chris.
Yes.
The B in a B and E. As in Criminal Activity.
Oh, Breaking.
Yeah. Rick.
Hi.
The C in CGI.
Computer.
Yeah.
Hello, computer.
I was surprised to discover that I had never actually put that one in there in one of these games.
Hmm.
Virginia.
Yes.
Speaking of computers, the A in RAM.
Access.
Yes. Chris.
You.
The B and the A in FUBAR.
Beyond All.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say it. Rick.
Hi.
The BA in BA, as in a degree.
Bachelor of Arts.
Yeah.
I got one of those.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't you teach? Like, I would troll you forever if you missed that one. Virginia.
Yes.
The B in BOGO.
Bye.
Yeah. That's how I live my life.
If they ain't giving me two of them, I don't want it.
Yeah, it was a minor debate, but I got into it. I was like, because I do the shopping for the household. I'm like, it's like, why are you buying that? Because there's two of them. But we don't. I'm
we
like,
don't
okay.
Need
look,
another llama.
Let me see when the sale. No, the sale ends tomorrow. I'm getting this. It doesn't. It seems like a lot, but we'll go through 200 fish sticks faster than you think. Chris, the A in VA. Excuse me.
Assuming not Bachelor of Arts, a different
BA? I'm sorry, the A in VA.
Oh, VA. Affairs?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, final three. Rick.
Hello.
Wait until you hear the whole question.
Okay.
The C in TLC, as in the cable network.
TLC cable network? Communications.
No.
Virginia.
Chris.
Learning Channel. C. Oh, damn yes. It.
Virginia.
Yes.
The C in TLC, as in pampering someone.
Care. Tender loving care.
Yes. And Chris, the C in TLC, as in the musical group.
Holy crap.
Man, I know the other two.
You just broke her heart.
Left Eye Lopez. No, that's not a C.
It isn't at all.
I have no clue.
That would be the L.
not a clue.
Rick or Virginia?
Nope, still just got the T and the L.
Christina Aguilera?
The T is T-Boz. The L right. is Left Eye. The C is Chili.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, we could have sat here. I could have made a pot of chili and not gotten it. You know, it's a shame, because if I had known that one, you guys would have all just exploded.
I would have been impressed. Again, I don't designate, I don't plan ahead who gets what, but I don't think I could have planned that better. All right. Round two is over, as is round one, which means that it is time for an intermission improv. Rubber baby bumper bunkers. Which means that it's time for an intermission. So what happens when you do two podcasts back to back? Which means that it's time for an intermission improv.
Test your might.
And it was gonna be mistakes on purpose, but honestly, I didn't feel like explaining how to play that game. So it's gonna be a haiku kung fu. Haiku, of course, the Japanese poetry style of three lines, in which there are five syllables on the first line, seven syllables on the second, and five on the last line. I will give you a topic. You guys write a haiku on it, which you need to turn in to me at the end of the podcast, approximately 10 minutes from now. Today's topic, your perfect day. A lot of these are dark. My topics are just silly. But let's brighten it up a bit. Tell me, give me some indication of the perfect day. You know what? I'm going to give you a minute to kind of think about it. Oh, you know what I can do? Let's see, for the sake of the audience, see if I can think. Memory serves me correctly. Captain Game Show has like two reviews. No, it's probably more than two. I'm gonna read one. And if you guys finish before I do this, just tell me. Alright.
Okay.
I'm gonna read three reviews. For Captain Game Show on iTunes. The latest one is from July 24th of last year, so please give me more reviews. Clever trivia, funny guests. Really unique, clever trivia created by the host and great guests that go with the flow. Nice. Pining for at midnight? This is a different one. Pining for at midnight? Then you'll dig Captain Game Show. It's a fun little nugget trivia nerd play. Alright. And fun, different style of game show. 5-star reviews. These are all 5-star reviews.
Ooh, yay!
I really enjoy this game show. The host does a good job of keeping the different games and questions fresh and keeping everything moving, while still having a good amount of funny banter with the guests. The questions are different than the usual trivia. Many questions have themed answers, like everything will rhyme with Khan, and the contestants have to shout out the answer like Captain Kirk. Or movie titles with numbers in them, with bonus points for giving the number in Roman numerals. What's messed up is I know what episode specifically this person is talking about. I like the variety of the show and look forward to seeing more unique games and fun questions going forward. Yay. Alright. After that bit of self-indulgence, let's get back to the current episode. I will say, I think this happened the last time you three were playing. At present, two of you are tied and the other one is 1 point behind. Don't make me do a tiebreaker.
Final round.
Round three. Rhyme casting.
Fight!
Woohoo!
Yay!
Yeah. This is the game in which I pit a real life person with a real fake person in such a way that their names form a nice little rhyme. For example, if I were to say the actor who played Glenn from The Walking Dead not only fights evil by moonlight, but also wins love by daylight, you would say Steven Yeun as Sailor Moon.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
No.
You might say
it. I doubt if any of you would have said it. Which, again, for those of you new to the show, I often put the most difficult clue as the example. If I lack faith in my competitors.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yeah.
No.
Yet. Accurate.
Darth Virginia scores a point.
Probably goes without saying, but I will say for the record, the casting and rhyme casting is not based on race, age, gender, ethnicity, or even, in fact, if this person is alive or dead. Modern technology is a hell of a thing, so anyone can play anyone. Let's assign. Virginia.
Yes.
Actually, wait. I think I started with Virginia on the first one. Chris, so Rick, let's start with you.
Okay.
The award-winning director of Get Out explores the streets of New York as a journalist, chasing down the story of four giant mutant turtles.
Oh. Jordan Peele is April O'Neil?
Yeah. Nice. Virginia.
Yes.
Soon, this leading man's IMDb will say that he's played an officer and a gentleman and a gigolo and a candelabra as he joins another remake of a classic Disney film.
Richard Gere as Lumiere?
Yes.
Oh.
Chris.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
Well, the first two, I have no idea how I would have answered either of those, so I think I'm in trouble.
Well, you know what? I like to be surprised. We'll see what happens. This Hollywood icon takes a break from his Bing Crosby Road movies, settling in Washington, D.C., as the black woman who can handle any scandal.
Oh, my God. I don't watch TGIT. Well, I know it's Bob Hope as the one who won the Oscar. Bob Hope as Selma Pope. Is that her character's name?
So close.
Did I get it right?
I'm afraid not.
That was completely made up, if you couldn't tell.
You were closer than you might have thought.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
Really?
Yeah. Virginia, did you say this too?
Yes. Bob Hope as Olivia Pope.
Yes.
Wow. Half point for Chris.
You already cashed in your half point. Had I known this was coming, I would have saved it for dramatic effect. Rick.
Hi.
The actress who starred in Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind assumes the role of this animated hero, the only bender alive capable of wielding all four elements.
Oh. Wait, what? I don't know his name. I mean, I know his name, but it doesn't rhyme with the actress.
I want you to think about it.
Huh?
Anyone to steal?
No.
Terry Garr.
Yeah.
As the Avatar.
Oh my god!
I was totally thinking Aang.
I was too. I was like, "Dude's name is Aang."
I tried. It rhymes.
I'm trying to make this Chris's fault. Listen, I got big shoulders. Rick, I will carry you. You see when there are only two footprints in the sand? That's when I carry you.
Okay, so I've been all right, I've been shortening your name at the wrong spot. My bad. Virginia.
Yes.
This star of Tomb Raider and Ex Machina will be hard to recognize in her latest role, mainly because her face will be completely covered in chrome as she vows to defeat G.I. Joe once and for all.
Oh, God. I don't know anything about G.I. Joe.
I think you might know enough. Do you know the woman?
Oh, Rick DeSteele.
Yes.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie.
No.
Chris, I'm sorry. I don't know. Rick.
Alicia Vikander is Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never would have got that.
all right, Chris, this is you.
Okay. By the way, Ex Machina is one of the best movies ever made. Very, very good high concept sci-fi. Yeah.
This big but and this is Chris. This big budget explosive action director puts a modern spin on this gothic classic. In his version, it's not a portrait in the attic that ages and shows his true ugliness. It's an autographed 8x10 glossy.
I'm trying to think of a big budget director. It's not the one I thought it would be.
Think explosions.
Yeah, I should watch more action movies.
No,
you shouldn't.
No.
It's not an endorsement. I'm thinking of two now. It still doesn't rhyme with the portrait. Rick DeSteele.
We'll give you another, 3 seconds.
I don't know. Oh, Michael Bay, Dorian Gray.
Oh, man. Talk about just under the wire. Buzzer. Yeah.
But I could taste that one.
All right. Rick.
Estoy aquí.
This star of Ordinary People and The Haunting of Hill House plays the role of the world's oldest baby or the world's youngest senior citizen. Whatever you call the guy who ages backwards.
What was the first part?
Anyone to steal?
No, I said, what was the first part?
I heard you.
I think I know it.
I haven't given up yet.
All right. This star of Ordinary People and The Haunting of Hill House plays the role of the world's oldest baby or the world's youngest senior citizen.
Lauren Hutton is Benjamin Button?
Incorrect.
Virginia. Timothy Hutton is Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
One of them.
One of them Hutton folks. All right, Virginia, this is yours.
Yes.
For this Canadian crossover country star, Batman is still the one she runs to. The one that she belongs to. Still the one whose spine she can't wait to snap. That might have been weird, but I loved it.
Shania Twain is Bruce Wayne?
No. So Rick. Close. Rick.
Shania Twain is Bane.
That's it.
Oh.
All right, Chris, last question goes to you.
All right.
This so-called queen of the indie films and Dr. Smith on Netflix's Lost in Space plays the biggest, baddest criminal out there, taking out the usual suspects, and like that, she was gone.
Indie Flex.
And Dr. Smith on the Netflix Lost in Space.
I've never seen the Netflix Lost in Space, so I'm going to... I can picture two Queen of the Indie Flexes, and I can't get the name of the one who I know you mean. Catherine... Nikes. I got to pass. I have no clue.
Time, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone to steal?
No, I can't remember.
Parker Posey.
Oh, I never would have gotten Parker Posey.
As Kaiser Soze. That was the last question of the last round. Do tentative totals. Right. We'll be happy to know we do not have a tie. Has everyone prepared their haiku?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. In order of silence, Chris, give me yours.
Ice fishing at dawn. Afternoon darts and beer, please. Met opera nocturne.
Nice.
Very eclectic.
Yeah. That does actually sound like a pretty good day. Virginia.
Sleeping in, no work, watching whatever I want, eating, then sleeping.
I sense a theme.
That is entirely attainable. Live your dream, girl.
Mine may be a little bit similar.
All right, Rick.
Just a little bit, though. Sleeping until 9, everyone fed and at school, grown-up time commence.
Nice. Huh.
And by grown-up time, I mean watching TV that doesn't involve whimsical anthropomorphic animals. Well, then Discovery's out.
Wow.
Looking at you, Doug Jones.
All right. Okay, so despite my every attempt to avoid it, not only do I have a tie,
finish him.
I have a 3-way tie.
Finish her. Finish him.
Which has only
just
ever
give me
happened.
An extra point for my birthday. Problem solved.
Shit.
Wow.
I can't argue with that. But it's not going to come out on your birthday. Let me. I am in a. Well, I'm not going to say I'm in a pickle. I am in a quandary. Let me see if I can't have a tiebreaker that looks appetizing to me, then yeah, I will grant your birthday wish. You know what?
Thank you.
It's fine. You can have it.
What was the score that we all tied at?
15.
Nice.
Wow. That's pretty good. Usually I'm in the same digits.
It me assigning question obviously makes it more likely that everyone will get a chance. But you guys still, it's not like everybody get every question. And the you went into the, I'm not going to say who had what, but you went into the haiku uneven. But based on my unique and patented haiku scoring system, you all came out with 15. All right, so good on you. Congratulations, Virginia. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Virginia. Congratulations.
So, of course, you are granted the honor of going first in Pitch, Plug, Promote. Is there anything you would like to tell the listeners about?
You can find my Star Trek for Beginners blog at tocasuallygo.com, and you can find the podcast that I do with my boyfriend called What You've Never Seen on the Cosmic Potato Network and at whatyouveneverseen.com.
Chris.
You can find links to my podcast, of which I am a host, the Quantum Leap podcast, at my website, theflipside.com. You can also find all of the other stuff that I do, like radio bits and podcasting, guest bits and original fiction and all that good stuff, theflipside.com.
Rick.
If you want to find my bits, they're over on the Infinite Diversity Podcasting Network, hopefully by the time this comes out, where the new Starbase The Next Generation is, and whatever we're going to name our Stargate show, and some other fun stuff, so come check it out.
Nice. As for me, of course you found me here on the Cosmic Potato Network or through some podcasting link. Perhaps a friend suggested me to you. Keep it up. Spread the word, if you would, please. Share, like, review. I read a couple of the iTunes reviews. Those are all, while appreciated, stale. They're like from last summer. So, I know people have been listening since then. If you would, I would really appreciate it. It makes me feel good about myself. Rate it, review it, and subscribe to it. And tell me how you think I'm doing. I have never taken a suggestion from anyone about a game to do on my show, but that may well be because no one's ever made one. I make no promises. It probably won't change if you make suggestions, but I do want to know what you guys think. So hit me up. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Captain Game Show. Thank you all for listening, and thank you guys for playing. And once again, Virginia, happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's it. We'll catch you next time on the next episode of Captain Game Show.
Pretty sure we've told you what you could do with some of the games.
You told me what I could do with some of the questions. And as I said, I've never taken your suggestion.